This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to Prep Sports Nation
with Damian Lewis.
Everybody clear on that?
Brought to you by QC Kinetics
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into the final segment of the show. Real quick before, well, we'll do it on the back end. Yeah, we'll do it on the back end. Let's go ahead and get my guy, Joel Hillsman. Let's get him into the show because we don't have a lot of time, but we want to get as much time as we can in with him because, you know, we won't, again, there's so many matchups in these semifinals, but not going to be enough, quite enough time to get through all of them. We'll do our best to do so. Joel, welcome into the show. How's your evening? I know you've been dialed in, keeping up with what's been going on tonight, and we're all set. Semifinals action will be kicking off on Friday.
Yeah, man, I'm here, brother. Glad to be with you. It has been a busy night. I told myself I was going to make sure I kept up with the Hawks tonight, but I did not, and I see why. But I'm here. I'm ready to get it in, man. Let's go. We got 12 minutes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Speaking of the Hawks, man, we were talking offline. Something big they're working on. Let's go ahead and jump into that real quick before we get into these brackets.
I mean, well, the Hawks have been very involved in high school basketball, especially with the Atlanta Basketball Tip-Off Club and the Hawks Basketball Academy. But, of course, they have released the dates and venues for next season's Hawks Naismith Holiday Classic and Holiday Tip-Off Classic. So those will be – the Tip-Off Classic will be November 22nd. That will be at Holy Innocence. That is official. And then December 13th at Norcross. That will be official. That information, there is not a press release yet. I was allowed to let you know that first and the audience first. So Hawks Naismith again, which this is probably the eighth year of the Hawks Naismith and the Atlanta Tip-Off Classic and Tip-Off Club being able to provide this. So great, great working with those individuals. And those are the official dates going into next season. And a lot of coaches will be made aware of if they're able to play, if they're not, and, you know, that's fine. But those dates are official, and Hawks Naismith is back again. And unfortunately, we break the news following a Hawks loss, but good stuff from the Hawks in the high school element. And they're the only NBA team that does this.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I've had a chance to cover Hawks Naismith probably last maybe 4 or 5 years now. And to your point, they do a great job. So looking forward to what those lineups will end up being once they get to that point.
Yeah, it was fun this year because Trae Young, Joe Smith, they all showed up at Holy Innocence.
Yeah.
So you really know.
Yeah.
You really don't know. And,
yeah.
You know, the only thing we got to do, we got to get Steve Holman over there. Bob Raskin is getting over there.
Right,
but we got to
get
Steve Holman over there. We got to do it if the schedule allows. But, yeah, great stuff. And glad that I'm able to break that information to you. November the 22nd at Holy Innocence, December the 13th at Norcross, the Hawks Naismith tip-off, and Holiday Classics.
Awesome stuff. Thank you for joining us on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game to share that info. Now, let's get into what we got you in here for, and I want to jump down to, I think it's Class 2A.
Let's go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, let me double check and make sure that I'm at the right classification.
I hope you're going to the classification that we talked about a couple of weeks and you wanted me to give you some people that nobody was talking about. I hope that's where you're going.
I hope that's where I'm going. Yes, I think this is it. I want to talk about 2A? This. No. So we're going to go to 2A, but I actually want to start off in single.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Single A Division One, because I want to show some love to Best Academy and Coach Whedon. I mean,
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. They've never been past the Sweet 16, Joel.
Hey, but them boys been to the mountains, man. They went and played at Rocky Top. That's an on-the-radar event back in May.
Uh-huh.
They know how to go to the mountains. They went to Raven. They kept their head and won. They went right back to Fannin County. They won. They're in the Final Four. This is a team. They got a set of twins, Joshua
yes.
and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even figure them out tonight. Both of them had 17 points tonight. So they're going to play East Lawrence. That's going to be a good game. Washington is going to give them some problems. Hey, man, Coach Whedon is doing an absolutely outstanding job. Mario Lemons on that bench does an absolute outstanding job. Best Academy, and they're not going anywhere. The Mickles won't be there, but, you know, Zion at the point guard spot and Xavier. Man, yes, you're absolutely spot on with that one. Great win for Best Academy tonight.
Yeah, awesome job. I know Atlanta Public Schools in general has just got to be stoked about, you know, having them in. So really proud of Coach Whedon, man. That's my guy. So you're right, man, spot on. All right, let's talk about it. 2A, Carver-Columbus taking on Butler. And then on the other side, we got Union County taking on Tatnall.
Well, the only reason I brought that up is because a couple of weeks ago, before the state playoffs game, you asked me who was a team we needed to watch for.
Right.
I said Tatnall County.
You did. You 100%
just, you
did.
You know, just reminding you of that. There's really nothing else. Carver-Columbus did what they needed to do. Butler, you know, that's going to be a Columbus-Augusta matchup. Union County, thanks for playing. Tatnall is ready. Carver should win, but Butler, you can't count them out. 2A, whoever meet in the finals, is going to be an absolutely outstanding game, but we only talk about that because you asked me who we need to look for that nobody's talking about, and it was Tatnall County.
And what have they been doing at Tatnall that you feel has got them to this point?
And with their point guard, 23, and name escapes me at the moment. I watched the film. I talked about him 2 days ago, but I'm on the fly tonight. But he conducts their offense. He's what makes it go. But it's not always his scoring. Right. Can he penetrate drive? Can he score and take contact? Does he kick it out? They don't shoot the ball at an exceptionally high clip. They're not a very good shooting basketball team, but they know how to score. They finish very well. Their paint points are always high, and they always defend. They defend and they rebound. When you defend and rebound, you don't have to shoot it great. You just got to be able to put yourself in spots where you can score offensively, and they do that. They're in the Final Four. I'm telling you, Tattnall County, Union County does not know what's coming. Tattnall County going to win that game.
All right, looking forward to seeing how that one turns out. Another bracket I'm very interested in for a reason, because a potential rematch from a state championship game from, I think it was, what, two seasons ago, could take place as, and I'm talking about 3A. Right now, if you got Sandy Creek.
Oh, I already knew where you were going.
Getting ready to take on Windsor Forest, and then on the other side, Cedar Grove taking on Monroe. I got a chance to see Cedar Grove. Saturday this past week? Friday or Saturday? I think it was Saturday.
Okay.
Over Luella. They look like
maturity. That was a tough game against Luella.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. It shouldn't have been as tough as it ended up being, because they had a 16-point lead going into the fourth quarter. But
Luella's tough, though.
Yeah,
bro.
They are. And it's tough to beat a team three times in one season. But what
absolutely.
I noticed—
And that's a reason game in the second
exactly,
round of state.
Exactly. What I noticed, though, about this Cedar Grove team is maturity really seems to have set in for the most part.
It's coming around. Coach Terry, you got to remember, he's maturing as well. Mm-hmm. This is his third year.
Right.
And so, you know, he's still growing and learning. And I just want to remind the listeners, they have three losses this year.
Right.
Grayson, Wheeler, and then out of state.
Right.
Nobody else in 3A has beaten them. Luella is the only team in Georgia that did not beat them, outside of Grayson and Wheeler, that played them within 10 points twice.
Right.
So they've played formidable competition. I knew they were kind of going to be better than Baldwin. They get Monroe. That's going to be a tricky game. It's at Fort Valley. Crowd is going to favor Albany. Sandy Creek wins the Forest. That's going to be pretty good. But let me give something out to Cross Creek. Mm-hmm. They lost three games this year, two of them by 1 point. Mm-hmm. And they lost by 1 point to Sandy Creek. Lawrence Kelly does a wonderful job out there. Sandy Creek has quietly been laying in the woods. But I'm with you. I think we're going to see Cedar Grove, Sandy Creek. And this time, they won't be meeting as region opponents.
Yeah. And this time, I feel like Cedar Grove, because the last time Sandy Creek pretty much was able to take control of that matchup, if I remember correctly, by fourth quarter, they pretty much had it under control. This time around, it seems like it's going to be a little bit more of a battle.
Yes.
If we get there, that. Yeah, if we get that.
Because Monroe is going to push Cedar Grove. I'm telling you, they're going to push them. I love the 3A bracket because this is going to be a games where they're going to push each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't expect either one of these games to be more than a 5-point game.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's move up to 4A real quick. Matchup that I want to talk about specifically because I love Coach Hatchery, but how about the Tucker Tigers, a team we haven't had a chance to talk about? And they're going to take on.
They've been sleeping, man.
Yeah.
And but the story ends now. They run into Pace, and Pace is that team. And Coach Hartree was on Coach Sherman White's McDonald All-American team last year.
Mm-hmm.
But Tucker has just continued to just fly under the radar. Nobody's really talking about them. They didn't play a heavy schedule. Okay, they played a schedule that was more on the weaker side, if you ask me, but Coach Hartree's been there, so he knows how to schedule for his talent, and I think sometimes we need to talk about that.
Right.
But he's beaten who he need to beat. Now him and Sherman get to go at it, but, I mean, come on, man. What you going to do with Pace? and then on the other side, McDonough got to the Final Four. I'm happy for them. They are in the Final Four, I think, third time in 4 years, but first time under Coach Watkins.
Correct.
They're a more structured basketball team. They're more fundamentally sound. They're more oriented. It's not wild and woolly.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to beat Westminster tonight the way they did, they had a couple big-time stops in the third quarter that kind of gave them a 6-0 run, and it really helped them out. McDonough, North Oconee, You know, McDonough, if you really want to do me a favor, beat North Oconee. North Oconee, if you really want to do me a favor, beat McDonough. But, no, it's been Pace and McDonough. I like Hartree. I think we got the Final Four squared away, but we need to see, and I hope we see Pace versus North Oconee. I think that's what we're going to get.
All right, there it is. Let's move up real quick. 5A, we talked about Langston Hughes last week and the fact that we hadn't been talking about them, and really nobody probably had kind of been talking about them. And like you said, they kind of been flying under the radar. And lo and behold, here they are in the Final Four taking on a Woodward team that's, you know, really probably some people probably kind of weren't sure what to make of Woodward as far as how far they could get in the tournament. I think a lot of people realized the talent was there, but as far as how far they could get, I don't know if a lot of people.
Hold on. I know we ain't got a lot of time. Hold on. Who said that? Who are you
talking
about?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when you look at the classification and all this was one of those that, you know, this was the year where everybody was wondering how it was going to shake out for everybody. I said, nobody said they weren't talented, but I think some people were there might have been some question because to your point last week, you still had Milton in there. You still had Gainesville in there. So I think a lot of people weren't sure would they be one of the ones to rise to the top.
Absolutely. Woodward is the top right now. You got to go for Woodward. I'm sorry. You can talk about the sophomore. You can talk about the junior. You can talk about the senior. You can talk about the freshman. Oh, they got all the classes covered.
Right.
It's going to be a fun ball game. But Coach Elliot Montgomery, I actually talked to him, and he said, don't call me now. I said, well, Coach, you told me not to call you. You wanted to be under the radar. He was like, Joel, I'm down here working. I said, Coach, I know what you're working with. Well, he's like, we just grinding. And that's Coach Elliot Montgomery. That's that DMV mentality.
Right.
This is his first year. Langston Hughes took over from Worry Wells. He didn't leave in Blair. Mm-hmm. Blair with a bare cupboard. But, man, this is going to be a fun ball game. I actually think Woodward Academy is going to win, but I cannot take away Langston Hughes. On the other side, hey, man, Dutch Town really fought Lee County. Mm. That was a tough, tough ball game. Lee County wins by 3 at home.
Yeah.
Tri-Cities goes, and Habersham Central has to actually play their first team all season,
right,
and they get beat by 20. So Tri-Cities, Lee County, I hate to say it, we're going to see Woodward Academy, Tri-Cities, for a fourth time in 21 days for a state title.
Wow, that should be a very fun matchup because of, like you said, them being region opponents and having to face each other twice during the regular season, then throughout the region tournament, and now, like you said, likely to do so.
Yeah. And Omari Forts has done a very good job.
Shout out to
November.
Coach Forts, man. Yes,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely. I was with him in November. He got beat pretty good. He comes over, he says, man, if I can get these kids to buy in, he said, they'll be talking about me in February.
Yeah.
What is it? February.
Final Four. And he does that every time. That's the
– Every year.
Every
he got
year.
Two of them,
no? Yeah, every year. All right, last one. I think we can sneak it in because I think Sonny said the commercials are short. All right, I got a chance to see Pebblebrook for the second time tonight. And what a game. They needed overtime to get it done, but they punched their ticket into the Final Four. They'll take on Newton. On the other side, this is the rematch from last year, if I'm not mistaken, right? Grayson and Wheeler.
In the finals? Yeah.
So we've got on one side, and then we've got Pebblebrook Newton on the other side. That obviously a lot of eyes in that classification are going to be on the Grayson Wheeler matchup.
I mean, just get to Georgia State early. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Just get there early. Grayson Wheeler is not something that's unexpected. Thank you for playing Norcross. Thank you for playing Cherokee. You know, Coach Thompson hit me up. He didn't think I was giving him enough due diligence. I know what they do at Wheeler. I do.
Right.
I do. Pebblebrook, though, and Newton, I'm glad for this. I'm glad for both coaches.
Yeah.
Because, and I didn't say this on your air, but Pebblebrook beat a nationally ranked team in Oak Ridge. I've covered them twice. I've been in their gym. Pebblebrook won on the road. The only reason Oak Ridge is not nationally ranked in Florida or nationally ranked, period, is because Pebblebrook beat them. Mm-hmm. Newton has played a very, very stout schedule.
Yes.
And they beat a tough Etowah team. Newton is game. Newton Pebblebrook will be fun, and if it's Grayson Newton, anything can happen, especially down in Macon. But I think we have probably the best Final Four.
Yeah.
It might not be what a lot of people thought about, but 6A is really loaded. Give Washington credit, man. He knows what he's doing with his
Coach
ball
Washington,
club.
Yeah, he's been there before.
He knows what he's doing with his ball club.
He's been there before.
And he knows it's very hard to win a title, and him and Barry got to go against each other, and they both, you know, Barry's making his way at Newton, and he's doing a wonderful job. Grayson Wheeler's the headliner, but Pebblebrook Newton, that's going to be a fun ball game. Georgia State should be rocking all day Saturday.
Like you said, get there early.
You better.
If you better get there early. Girls game starts at 12, at 1, so just get there and park your behind and sit.
and it's a couple good girl matchups in there as well, but yes, sir, you got it.
Well, Joe, appreciate it, man. He's at Jay Hillsman. Hillsman Heavy keeps you updated on everything high school hoops in this great state of Georgia. He actually can cover the country if he, you know, if he wants to. We're about to push him out there on that. So, Joe.
That's okay, because the WCAC champion, the best conference in high school, Paul the Sixth, won their title, but they lost to Wheeler. So, there's your other nugget, man. Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for joining us, Joe. All right, y'all, that's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week, and we'll talk about what happened in the we'll be talking about the finals getting underway next week. So appreciate you, Sonny. Thank you. I know we ran over a couple of minutes, but hey, man, we got to show these kids and coaches some love, man, because they are putting in work. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.